Only a fool would fail to see the writing on the wall. Israel will soon replace America as the next world power. And the sign of this premeditated event is the bowing and scraping by Obama and Romney to get the Jewish vote. Forgetting the Jewish vote means millions in campaign contributions and prime coverage by the Jewish-owned press. And it's all sunk to a level that even a dog wouldn't stoop to. Just last week, Obama signed the U.S.-Israel Enhanced Security Cooperation Act, flanked by five high-powered Jews. Richard Stone, chairman of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, and there are hundreds of them. Barbara Boxer, the bill's sponsor in the Senate. Howard Friedman, AIPAC's past chairman. Howard Berman, the bill's sponsor in the House. And Lee Rosenberg, AIPAC's current chairman. And it all looks like a bar mitzvah, a deadly one at that, catered by Jewry's chief stooge, Barack Obama. Now, this act locks America into guaranteeing Israel's military superiority over all its enemies, which is the entire world, providing the military hardware to ensure Israel's genocide of all who get in its way. Now Syria, then Iran, then Pakistan. And it's all done in the name of affirming Israel as a Jewish state, contrary to the U.S. Constitution, which forbids favoring one religious group over another. But when it comes to pleasing the Jews, the Constitution hits the trash can. Not to be outdone, Romney, also scraping the bottom for the Jewish vote, announced in Israel last week, contrary to the entire world's verdict, that Jerusalem, not Tel Aviv, is suddenly the capital of Israel.
It's a deeply moving experience to be in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel.
But even this is not enough to please the Jews or Romney's Jewish enabler, Sheldon Adelson. For upping the ante last week, Romney's foreign policy advisor, Jewish neocon Dan Senor, vowed that Romney would back an Israeli first strike against Iran.
But emerging from Israel here this morning, tough talk on Iran. In fact, a foreign policy advisor with the Romney campaign saying that Mitt Romney would respect and back an Israeli military strike against Iran aimed at preventing Tehran from obtaining nuclear capability.
Never has a U.S. politician declared an act of war, for that's what this amounts to, along with a foreign nation against some trumped-up foe, apart from congressional approval. But even this is meaningless, for Capitol Hill is Zionist-occupied territory. You see, with Israel's economy guaranteed by the Rothschild International Jewish Banking Cabal and armed to the teeth with nuclear weapons and U.S.-made F-16s, compared with America's doomed economy and submission to the dictates of Zionist-operated globalization, Israel is poised to replace America as the next world power. For once Jewry bleeds America dry, the dying empire will yield to a new empire. It's all in a game plan based in Jerusalem. It's a brave new world, warned Aldous Huxley some 80 years ago. But an even braver, I mean brazen, Judaic world order that will tyrannize both Muslims and Christians is at the very doors.